This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride, Inside and Out, and it's our weekly installment of Your Aha Moment. I am talking with Marketing Director of the Aha School, Lauren Metzger, on the subject of the Visiting Artist Program. Lauren, thanks for joining me once again.
Well, thanks for having me. I love doing this, Susan. I love talking about our visiting artists.
Perfect. So let me start with a question that may occur to many of our listeners. Like, how do you come up with these artists? How do you find the visiting artists? Their credentials are always so impressive, and they usually come with big personalities to match. How do you find them?
It's so much fun. It's really one of my favorite things to do, and everybody has a part in it. You know, there's no science to our finding the visiting artists. Some of them we get from local artist recommendation. Some come from research done by myself and our new curriculum director, Amy Barber, on finding dynamic instructors whose artwork we feel kind of fits within our mission. Some of the artists are represented by local galleries, and we find out that they actually have a teaching and workshop schedule. Because, you know, there's a big difference between being an artist and being an instructor. And
yes.
it doesn't come hand in hand. So it really, you know, we do have to pay attention to artists who really have that ability to share the technique and their vision in a verbal and kind of classroom setting. And some of them find us, which is even more fun, you know, when we get several calls from artists all across the nation who, you know, heard about our school via the website, via your site, and call us and are interested in teaching because Telluride has a draw of its own. So it's like the perfect mixture, the AHA school visiting artists and Telluride. We have a lot to offer.
No kidding. That's absolutely the case. So then how do you sort of wrap the AHA or wrap the AHA mission around the Visiting Artist Program? How does it fit?
Well, the way I see it is, you know, part of AHA's mission is for us to inspire individuals in all their creative pursuits. And Telluride is a pretty isolated community, and I kind of see how it fits in our mission on two levels, is that we bring these artists in from outside of the region so that all the amazing dynamic and artists of our community and our region can, you know, be touched by them. They can learn something new. They can have new energy brought in to maybe infuse their work and just for them to be inspired. And it also brings people to Telluride, which I think should be anyone's mission who has a business or an organization in Telluride. You know, we try and stimulate the local economy and hopefully inspire people to return to the AHA and Telluride just because, like, you know, we had said before that we have so much to offer. So when we bring unique artists in to be inspired, we're inspiring our local community as well as the people that follow them and bring them here and are thus then inspired by Telluride. It's like this, you know, a snowball effect that keeps building. And it's all about inspiring individuals, which is, you know, the big part of our mission.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And when does the winter series of immersions begin?
You know, the core of the winter immersions will start in the beginning of February with Bruce Gomez, our honorary local, starting it off for us. And then we'll continue through mid-March, where Memphis Barbary, the photographer that will be doing Exploring the Mystery Spirit and Form of Telluride through Photography, she's in starts March 14th. So we'd kind of do it in the peak season so that people can mix their creative pursuits as well as really enjoy, you know, in the winter it would be the skiing and the activities that, you know, Telluride as a community and a destination have to offer as well.
Okay. And you sort of led me to this question when you mentioned
so clever.
The Telluride experience. Can I mix a visiting artist immersion with time on the mountain or anywhere outdoors?
Most definitely. You know, we do like to pack in a full day with our visiting artists, and it runs from anywhere from 2 days to 4 days of 10 to 4, 9 to 5, really learning so that you can really delve into the creative process. But we usually do them either over the weekend or starting midweek and going like maybe Thursday through Saturday, so somebody could plan their entire week a week's vacation and get part skiing and part creative endeavor.
Perfect.
More bang for the buck, should we say.
Perfect. Well, then we're gonna stop right there. I can't top that. This has been Susan Vibra, I'll tell you right inside and out. I've been speaking with Lauren Metzger of AHA, of the AHA School, about the upcoming Visiting Artist Program. Check our website, Tell You Right Inside and Out, or the AHA website to find out more about the teachers who will be coming starting in February. Yeah?
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you again, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Susan.